Welcome to another edition of Sunday Conversations. I'm your host, Michael Soul, sitting in for the Rileys. Today is a very special Sunday Conversations with Nancy Bourne, Director of Elections and Voter Registration here in Columbus. It's all about the elections as we count down to Election Day on November 5th. Advance voting is in effect now until November 1st. But we will get all the details from our special guest, Nancy Bourne, Director of Elections and Voter Registration in Columbus. And now, a special edition of Sunday Conversations. Nancy, thank you for being on the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for being on the show. Nancy, we want to make sure that our listeners have accurate information as we are right in the middle of election season. So we've got some questions for you. And again, thank you for being here. So our first question is, how long does early voting last?
We have early voting every day until November 1st, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., three locations, Columbus Technical College, the City Services Center, and Shirley-Winston. Those days include Saturday and Sunday, and all locations, again, will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Great. Thank you. All right. So as people are getting ready to go to the polls and vote, what is it exactly that they need to bring with them?
So you need a photo ID. It can be your Georgia driver's license, even if that Georgia driver's license is expired. A lot of elderly no longer drive, and they keep that expired driver's license, and they can use that license to vote. Also a military ID, a passport, an identification card from a state university or college. So any government ID, if you have one from Metra or any of the transportation agencies, you can use that.
So it just needs to have your picture on it?
A photo ID, right, from any government agency or your driver's license.
You're listening to Sunday Conversations. Our special guest is Nancy Bourne, Director of Elections and Voter Registration in Muskogee County. Nancy, thank you again for being here. My next question is, what if someone has a felony? What are the guidelines with regards to that?
If you are convicted of a felony and you are still on paper, so you're on probation or you're paying fines or anything else, you have to wait until you have completed all aspects of that sentencing to include fines. Once you have completed that, then you simply re-register and you can vote. If you're not sure, you can certainly call our elections office, and we can verify that information for you.
And could you give everyone the election office's phone number?
I'd be happy to do that. It is 706-653-4392.
All right, I'm writing that down myself. 706-653-4392, everyone. 706-653-4392. Nancy, my next question is, can we check our registration online?
You can. You can find out a lot of information from Georgia's My Voter page. It's mvp.sos.ga.gov. That has where you can apply for an absentee ballot. Of course, that deadline has passed, but you can find out who your district representatives are, where your precinct is, and even get directions to get to your precinct.
Okay. On that same website, can we get a copy of our ballot as well?
You can look at your sample ballot. It looks a little different than what you see perhaps on a mail-out ballot, and also what you will see if you vote in person. But yes, you can see a sample ballot.
Okay. Can we see the referendums on that sample ballot as well?
They are. We have two constitutional amendments and one statewide referenda on the ballot.
Thank you for that, Nancy. So we talk about voter education as well as registration and all of that. But when it comes to voter education and these referendums, is there a place that we can go to get an understanding of what these referendums are saying and what they mean?
We do provide a document for the constitutional amendments and the statewide referenda. However, it is not very explanatory what those things do. The best thing to do, if you can, is to Google that information read it for yourself and come up with your own opinion. A lot of people are asking our early voting workers, and we are not allowed to give any information. We also had that document provided by the state that we can email to someone if they would like to request that, and I would be happy to give my email address. That is nboren, N-B-O-R-E-N, at columbusga.gov.
Nancy Boren, our special guest on this special edition of Sunday Conversations. We're talking about the election, everyone. We're in the middle of the season. Nancy Boren is the director of elections and voter registration here in Muskogee County. Nancy, my next question is, what are the things that we cannot bring when it comes time to go vote?
So a couple of things that you can't bring with you to the voting precinct: a weapon, unless you are a uniformed public safety or police officer and you are in your uniform. So you can't bring your weapon with you. You also can't wear specific campaign or candidate materials. So, for example, you can wear a Make America Great or Black Lives Matter shirt or t-shirt, but you cannot wear a Harris Waltz or a Trump Vance t-shirt. So names of candidates are not allowed. You can wear previous candidates, so things like Obama, Clinton, those things are allowed as long as the name of the candidate is not on the ballot. And those are two of the most important things that I think that voters need to remember.
All right, thank you for that. What if someone is bringing information that's helping guide their voter or telling them who they should vote for? Are they allowed to bring that as well?
Yes, you can bring with you, if you print your sample ballot from my voter page, you can go ahead and vote that so that you know how you want to vote. You can carry that to the voting booth to help you cast your ballot. Just make sure you take it with you. If not, the poll worker will have to come around and remove those. One thing you don't want to do, though, is pull your cell phone out and have your record on your cell phone, because cell phones aren't allowed in the voting area.
Thank you. All right, next question. What if I get to the polls? Or what if someone gets to the polls and they're told that they're not registered to vote? What are the options at that point?
If you're told you're not registered, please have the precinct manager to look a little bit further. Sometimes you can still be registered in another county, and if so, you would have to go to that county to cast your ballot on election day. But if you registered and you feel that you validly registered by the deadline, which the deadline was October the 7th, then you can be issued a provisional ballot. And we will do further research in the elections office the 3 days after the election, and you'll know whether or not your ballot counted.
She's here, everyone, on Sunday Conversations. Nancy Boren, the Director of Elections and Voter Registration in Muskogee County. Nancy, I know you mentioned that the deadline for absentee ballots has passed. How can someone still vote, though, in the election?
So today is October the 27th. The deadline to apply for the absentee ballot by mail has already passed. That was Friday, October the 25th. If you want to vote before Election Day, today is Sunday, all three locations are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Again, those are Columbus Tech, Shirley Winston, and the City Services Center. They will remain open every day until November 1st. They close, though, at 7 p.m. on November 1st. If you are in line, though, at 7 p.m. on November 1st, you'll be able to vote. The next opportunity will be Election Day, November 5th.
What if I've gotten an absentee ballot and I've heard that the mail is slow? What are my best options to turn back in my absentee ballot?
You have two options on that. One, you can come to the elections office and deliver it yourself, or you can bring it to the one absentee ballot collection drop box in the city, located in the foyer of the City Services Center at the entrance by the parking garage.
Thank you, Nancy. Okay, so what if I do have my my absentee ballot, but I'm physically unable to bring it. What should I do?
If you are not physically able to bring your absentee ballot, again, you have those two options. You can have a family member or a neighbor to deliver your absentee ballot to the box, or they can bring it to the elections office during our business hours, which are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay, my next question is the ballot collection box open on election day?
No, the absentee ballot collection drop box in the foyer of the City Services Center closes when early voting closes, and that would be November 1st at 7 p.m. However, the elections office is open beginning that Monday and Tuesday. Your absentee ballot has to be in the elections office by 7 p.m. Tuesday, November 5th.
Okay, Nancy, a lot of discussion about food and drinks at the precincts. Are we able to bring food and drink to the precincts?
So we are hoping that there aren't any lines. And that was the big discussion giving fruit and juice and drinks to voters as they're standing in line. As long as you are 150 feet away from the outer wall of the building in which voting is going on, you can hand out food and drinks.
I know that's about volunteers and organizations passing out food and drink, but what about me, if I have my own food and drink, can I bring that with me to the precinct?
Sure. I don't know why not. You probably wouldn't want to take it to the voting unit, and the precinct manager may say, you know, you might want to leave your drink here and you can come back and get it.
Okay, Nancy, thank you. All right, take us through this process. So we're at the precinct. We're getting ready to cast our vote. We have the ballot. Should there be any writing on that ballot, either before or after we cast our votes?
So I'll have to think through the process with you. Let's think through it together. You would present your photo ID to the poll worker. They put it into the poll pad, brings up your voting record. You review your voting record and you sign it online. They create your green access card. Once the green access card is created, you go to the ballot marking device. You insert the green card. You vote your ballot. The ballot is printed. You, the voter, remove that ballot, and then you carry it to the tabulator and put it in the tabulator. There should never be a time when a poll worker touches your ballot.
Nancy Boren, Director of Elections and Voter Registration in Muskogee County. Nancy, let's clear something up. There was a text message that went out, and I was forwarded it as well. People were under the impression, or quote unquote, given the impression that they could vote online. Is that legal?
I think what the text message, because I was forwarded that text message and I believe I received it myself, you could apply for an absentee ballot online, or at least the one that I said, you could apply for an absentee ballot online, not vote online. I actually got the text myself, but you cannot vote online.
Thank you, Nancy, for helping us clear that up and dispel, you know, that situation, diffuse it as well. All right. There's always concerns about what happens on election day. Has there been any new concerns from your office that you all have addressed and would like to use this platform to address it as well?
Yes, actually, there's artificial intelligence that gives out incorrect information using either my image or someone else's image. And they give out things like the polling place is closed because of a gas leak. If you hear something unusual that alerts you, go to a trusted source, whatever your trusted source may be, whichever media source or police or elections office, whoever that trusted source is, to verify it before you believe it.
Okay. Have there been any changes to any precincts that we need to know about?
No, we have not made any changes since 2023.
Okay, next question. Are any of the early voting locations open on November 5th?
So the difference between early voting locations and precinct locations. If it is an early voting location, any voter in the county can go to any one of the three locations and cast their ballot. If it is an election day precinct, then only voters assigned to that geographic area can go to that polling location. Columbus Tech is an early voting location and an election day location. But on election day, it has to be the assigned voters. It's the same circumstance with Shirley Winston. Shirley Winston is an early voting, but it is also an election day precinct. On election day, only voters assigned to that precinct can vote. The City Services Center, though, is not open, and it is not an early voting location. And in fact, we have the League of Women Voters there in front because so many voters come to the City Services Center and say, I voted in the last election here, but it's not an election day precinct.
You're listening to a special edition of Sunday Conversations. It is all about the upcoming elections. We're right in the middle of early voting, and our special guest is Nancy Boren, Director of Elections and Voter Registration here in Muskogee County. Nancy, when it comes to security at the precincts, what is the plan there, and how are you all working out the security of everyone at the precincts?
We have been working with the Sheriff's Department for the last 6 months, meeting monthly to come up with security plans for our polling locations. As you know, the Sheriff's Department has supported elections. They are charged in the state law to support elections, and they have continued to do that. We do have a plan in place for security for all 25 of our locations, and we have deputies who are in all of our early voting locations every hour that they are open.
All right, Nancy, thank you. When it comes to absentee ballots, from Columbus, I don't live here anymore, and I mailed it in. Does that get counted? Or from military, and not from here, but I live here. Does my absentee vote get counted?
Yes, they are counted like all the rest of the other ballots. And one thing you can do is, again, go to that resource of My Voter page. It will tell you when the ballot was received by the elections office, when we checked it in, and we also started the early processing of absentee ballots this past Thursday. We have people in our council chambers now. We have monitors and observers and the Board of Elections and students from Carver High School who are checking in and processing those ballots, and it started last Thursday.
All right, Nancy, on election day, when someone gets to the poll, the precinct, and they have an issue, who should they call?
They should call the elections office. We will be in the office beginning at 6 a.m. on election day, and that number is 706-653-4392.
You've been listening to a special edition of Sunday Conversations, and it's all about the election 2024. Early voting happening now. Of course, election day is on November 5th. Nancy Boren, Director of Elections and Voter Registration in Muskogee County. Nancy, thank you.
Thank you.